DJ Avicii, you are live. DJ Avicii, you live. DJ Avicii, you're live. DJ Avicii. DJ Avicii, you live.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? All right, let's see if we got our main man, Jody Hustle, on the line. But before we do that, we got just a small bit of technical difficulties real quick. So let's go ahead and make sure we got that in order before we move on. Is the mic everything set up okay?
Yep.
All right. All right, cool, wonderful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. Let's go ahead and jump on right into it. We got my main man, Jody Hustle on the line. You on the line?
Not yet. I think he dropped out. Was he the 815?
Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah, he dropped.
Let's go ahead. All right, no problem at all. He might have got something going on his end. Go ahead and contact his people real quick. You know what it is. All right, so let's go ahead and get right back on into that track. This one, again, City Boy, Off-White. We'll be right back. DJ Avicii, Fire F Radio.
Niggas off white in the hoodie S2. Got it on lock, can't make no moves. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow, let my name out door. Mean what you say when you making them statements. Then here, like 20 car to rotation. One of the show, so they pay me a check. It's 1700 to close an event. Ain't no keys coming with that thing. SRT skirt that scene. MOB running through my veins. Cartoon clothes, I cannot change. When it got a bad, that's why they mad. But I still keep the ball inside her bag. Big CEO, nigga, what that mean? CHE, I run that thing. It's got some more line with you, I will fool. We was talking about taking the misses for two. Thinking this year we just made hit Japan. 100 a gram off 100 of them. Click too small, now we not that deep. Rumors get started and songs get leaked. Get in they feelings, you get on your feet. Now it's just only the family you see. The niggas you see, they bleed how I bleed. Cut them off if you didn't believe. At the top where I'm willing to be. Got a yellow boat, she be rolling my weed. I hop in the whip and you see all the stars. No need to tell them they know who we are. Hop in the whip and you see all the stars. No need to tell them they know who we are. Niggas off white in the hoodie is too. Got it on lock, can't make no moves. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow like my name up door. Mean what you say when you making them statements. Then here like 20 car to rotation. One of the shows so they pay me a check. It's 1700 to close an event. Ain't no keys coming with that thing. SRT skirt that same. MOB running through my veins. Cartoon clothes, I cannot change. When it got a bad, that's why they mad. But I still keep the ball inside her bag. Big CEO, nigga, what that mean? CHE, I run that thing, yeah. Filling my words with a whole lot of flavor. Love how I ball like a Laker. You a little fool that one part of the game. Now shawty, we not the same. Cut niggas off, they weren't willing to change. Ask them about me, they swear that I changed. Shit made me laugh on the way to the bank. I keep it on me, cause fuck niggas hate. Got for 200 and dip in the groom. PDA, baby, we gone. German and yellow, I call on my red bone. Real melody, bitches, you dead wrong. I had to run up a sack. Made my way back. Went ghost to hop in the trap. Now I got diamonds that hang from my earlobe. If I'm smoking, I dipped in the pillow. I may have to sentence to swirl. Back on me now, you can meet me at Waylo. City boy, straight from the go-go. Stand on my name, that's a no-no for sure. May have to sentence to me. And just let him preach. I'm sure he is bigger than me. Hop in the whip and I do what I do. Niggas off white in the hoodie, is so. Got it on lock, can't make no moves. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow, let my name out door. Mean what you say when you making them statements. Then here, like 20 car to rotation. Wanted a show, so they paid me a check. It's 1700 to close an event. Ain't no keys coming with that thing. SRT skirt that same. MOB running through my veins. Cartoon clothes, I cannot change. When it got a bag, that's why they mad. But I still keep the ball inside her bag. Big CEO, nigga, what that mean? CHE, I run that thing. Sneakers off white in the hoodie is too. 7 months straight, I kept my cool. Now I must blow like my... You making them... lights when they call the road.
Your boy DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio here. We had some small technical difficulties, but we are back on. You know what it is. I do apologize for that, but I promise you a whole lot of drip in this motherfucking here. You know what it is. We got my main man Jody Hustle on the line. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and give him a wonderful round of applause, Jody Hustle, ladies and gentlemen. Yo, Mr. Hustle, how you feeling? Hey, there you go. Can you hear us?
Yo, what's going on with you, buddy?
Oh, man, not a whole lot. Happy Easter to you and the family. You know we wanted to go ahead and get that out first being first, man.
Appreciate it. Same to you and yours, bro.
Appreciate it. So, like I was telling everybody that was just tuning in, again, if you're just tuning in, it's your boy DJ Vici here on Fly Life Radio. We got my main man with a whole lot of motherfucking dedication drip, Jody Hustle, if you're just joining us. All right, so let's go ahead and hop on into it again. I know we had you on last week, but we didn't get a chance. Oh, actually, was it like 3 weeks ago? Yeah, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was out for about 2 weeks. Your boy was sick. But I know we didn't have a whole lot of time with you, and I promised you we would bring you back, so you are here. So let's go ahead and hop on into the interview. You ready?
Yeah, for sure, bro, for sure.
Awesome. All right. So we was going over the Never Fold track, and I was asking, what was the motivation of putting that track together?
Like I said, with that Never Fold track particularly, my bad if you hear a little noise. I'm actually just pulling up into the crib. But,
you all good.
Yeah, like I said, with the that Never Fold track, though, it was basically a certain situation to where, you know, it wasn't really, like, fully, you know what I'm saying, it's planned. You know, it didn't take too much time. it was something, you know, we was in the studio vibing. My cousin, shout out to Don Gritty, he made that beat. He produced the beat, sent it to me. I was feeling it, you know what I'm saying, caught a vibe to it when we went to the studio. Shout out to Neil, went to the studio that night. And, you know, like I said, I kind of, like, laid it. And when I first laid it, you know, I kind of was like, I already knew, like, the hook, you know what I'm saying, was hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying, that's hard. It was hitting hard, but I didn't really know how hard it was hitting until, you know what I'm saying, I had my homies in the studio, you know, and they was just like, hey, boy, you done made something right there. You made it quick, you know what I'm saying? That's one of them hits right there, you feel me? So, you know, we took it from there, and I was like, you know, let's go ahead, put a video together real quick because, you know, it's just dealing with the certain situations of what we got going on, too, right now in my area. You know,
yeah.
I'm dealing with, like, yeah, you know, a lot of my niggas, they fighting cases, you know what I'm saying, so freedom, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, it's just a lot of, you know how I go around here. So, you know, we just trying to get through these hard times, and, you know, with that track, you know, that was really just representing that, you know.
Okay, okay. So it sounds like, you know, it's just like a whole lot of struggle, you know, within that story, something that a lot of people go through daily, something that they can really, you know, connect to and make them feel like they're not the only people out there. So with that being said, do you feel like having a struggle story is essential to being an artist in today's society?
Essential. Yeah, I mean, in a way, I could say that. Yeah, you could say that. Right? I would say it because I guess it kind of gives you something to build off of, you know, with me and my particular situation. I feel like, you know, not saying, of course, you know, it's a choice to be in a situation where you got to build off of. But, yeah, you know, it, when you are dealing with, you know what I'm saying, the struggles of what's going on and this struggling period, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to build off of that. So, you know, like what you're doing with music, you know what I'm saying, it kind of like it gives you a list of things that you can do, you know what I'm saying, to probably progress,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, trying to go, you know. So, like, main thing I would tell artists and, well, really anybody, you know, just find your route and find your lane, you know what I'm saying, whatever you're trying to do, and, you know, just realize, you know, everything takes time, you know. So once you get past
that. That's true.
That's
true.
Yeah, you know, once you get past understanding that, then, you know, it get a little better. So, you know, I'm still working on that myself, though, so.
I feel you. That's something that I feel like we face daily in this world, you know, and with the struggle stories and the hard times, you know, they bring good memories and bad memories. And when sitting in the studio, how often do you reminisce about those old times when coming up with new music?
With me, see, like, I kind of, like, it kind of, like, hit me, you know what I'm saying, down there before I get to the studio. That's how I was down there make my music, you feel me? Like, you know, I kind of do, like, a little bit of both. Like, I write and I freestyle, you know, so, like, you know, I could have, like, a mode, you know what I'm saying, where it's just really, you know what I'm saying, I'm in that mode, so, you know, I can go ahead and put it together real quick. I'm feeling this type of way, so I get in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that probably won't take nothing about 30 minutes to an hour, you know, to get that energy out. But, you know what I'm saying,
right,
like,
right.
Yeah, as far as, like, writing, though, like, I don't really necessarily write in the studio because, you know what I'm saying, I like to go in there off of instinct. So, like,
mm-hmm.
normally, like, my writing process is kind of crazy. Like, usually I write in, like, the car, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't tell anybody to do that, you know what I'm saying? Focus on the road, you know, but I write in the car.
Road.
You know? Yeah, you know, so, like, I be driving and, you know what I'm saying, thoughts come up in my head. I don't know, have you ever been in the car and, you know what I'm saying, you in the car with no radio on and you just got all them thoughts coming in your head? That ever happened to you before?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I feel that's something that Ludacris also went through as well. I remember sitting back in the old days and watching him on 106 in Park, and, you know, they would ask him pretty much the same thing, and he would be like, you know, if I'm anywhere, I'd be at a restaurant, and I'll write, you know, some lyrics on a napkin, or, you know, I'd be driving, you know, I'll write it then and there as well. So most definitely we've all been through it. I feel you on that one.
Yeah, that's fact. And the crazy thing is I ain't even really hear that interview. If I did hear it, I probably don't remember it too much. But yeah, you know, like, I go through those same symptoms when I write. Like, I kind of, like, I write on the go, you know what I'm saying? I don't really pick a particular day to write. Usually when I pick a particular day to get in the studio, I damn near about to freestyle, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying, that all come off of impulse. So you know, a lot of the shit I do, I mean, my bad for cussing, but a lot of the stuff that
you
I do.
You are good.
Yeah, okay, for sure, for sure. So, yeah, a lot of the stuff that I do, you know what I'm saying, it just come off of, like, you know, I'm like a quick reactor to it, you know. I might put a plan together. I might put, like, a long-term plan together, but when it comes to, like, the studio and the way I do music, like, I kind of just put that together as I go. Like, I don't go in and be like, I'm about to make a full album today and then go in the studio and work on that album that whole day. Like, it'll be like, I'm going to the studio today, I'm going to the studio this next week, and then next thing you know, I got a whole album ready, you know?
Bam, you got a whole plan, and a lot of artists don't have that plan, you know what I mean? So, speaking, you know, of getting everything together and putting a nice package together, what do you feel like was, like, your first fully made song that made you think, like, yeah, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
That's a good ass, man. Hey, that's a good question, man. The crazy thing is, bro, it's a funny story. I mean, you probably hear this a lot. You know, I actually wasn't even into rap, you know what I'm saying, at first. Man, I was into it, but, like, you know, I ain't really realized, like, I wanted to be, like, a performer or be an artist until, like, you know, later, earlier years. You know, like, I used to always listen to music or whatever, you know what I'm saying, earlier years while I've been, but, like, it was, like, you know, so I used to just come around my homies, you know what I'm saying, every now and then. We used to KS smoke or whatever. Like, I used to come and I used to just come through, you know what I'm saying, smoking or whatever, bring the smoke. And you know, my homie had a studio, shout out to Crispy, Crispy the engineer. I don't know if y'all heard of Crispy Black. You know what I'm saying? He be doing the same, you know what I'm saying, been doing the same for a long time. But yeah, like my boy, he had it in his mom's basement. So like I used to come through, you know what I'm saying, I was new around, you know what I'm saying. I came around, I kinda came around just to check out my boy, you know what I'm saying, then move around, you know. So one day, he's sitting in there smoking, he didn't get me high or whatever. I was like, should just hop on the mic, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said, if I'm walking in, okay, whatever. Oh, yeah, shout out my boy, T. Mills, too. He was actually one of the niggas who introduced me to Bro. But yeah, they like, yeah, bro, let's mess with the mic. So we get to mess around, and, you know, we put some lyrics together, and, I ain't gonna lie, I thought my lyrics were pretty good. You know, they were actually, but I guess back then, you know what I'm saying, it was like, you know, back then, in like the earlier years, it was like, you know what I'm saying, metaphor days. So if you came up with some hot ass metaphors, then you know what I'm saying, must be like that messing with you, didn't. So I was good. I was always good. Like, if I put my mind to something, I feel like, that's with anything, you feel me? Like, I feel like with anything, and honestly, anybody, it's the same way, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening out there, you put your mind to something, you can honestly
that's
do
true.
It because, yeah, you know, that's the one thing I put my mind to, you know what I'm saying, to where my homies would tell me, like, 5, 6 years ago, you know, I put all this in plan, like, telling them what I was going to do straight off the streets, you know what I'm saying, like, how I was going to come up, get this engineering stuff going, get this music going, you know what I'm saying, get my videos going, manifesting it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, it was all, like I said, it was all with that putting process. And then, but like I said, yeah, before that, though, you know, yeah, we was in that studio, and, you know what I'm saying, we put them lyrics together. And, yeah, man, for some reason, they was messing with my lyrics, you know what I'm saying? I don't even remember, like, the full line, but I know I just came in. It was something like swagging, surfing, or pressure, they detergent, or something like that, and continue on and, like, they was like, yeah, boy, you doing that, you know what I'm saying? You should go ahead and take it serious, something like, yeah, well, I'm saying this and that, you know how it go. And then, like, I would say, like, I was still messing with him, you know what I'm saying? I'd come through with his smoke or whatever, and I'd make a little track with him. And he would never drop these tracks, though. Like, that's one
what?
Thing I said before. Yeah, bro, it was crazy. Like, that was, like, the biggest problem I always had with my boy. Like, shout out Crispy Black. You know what I'm saying? He might be listening now, man. My boy be tuning in. But, yeah, bro, like, we always would be in my boy basement forever, bro. I'm talking about 3-4 hours. Making
putting
music,
in work.
Yeah, putting in work, bro. Making music, making beats, and won't drop nothing. You feel me? Like, literally. So, I don't know.
Man.
I kind of think, I think that's what made me kind of what I am now. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I probably got, like, 1,000 songs recorded, you know what I'm saying, and not dropped. But, you know, like, I stay consistent still dropping things, but, you know, you would never know that I got over 2,000 songs, you know what I'm saying, loaded up.
Ooh, that's some Chief Keef stuff right there, man. That's desktops on desktops. But look, all right, I want to stop you right there because we're going to keep this rolling. I'm loving this energy. I want to go ahead and get into one of the tracks we were discussing earlier called Never Fold. All right, you want to go ahead and introduce that for us?
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro. You already know, man. It's one of my things, you know what I'm saying? Over 5,000 plays, streams, you know what I'm saying, worldwide. Check out Never Fold by Jody Hustle. Enjoy.
You know what it is. Never Fold. Be right back. DJ Vici, Fall F Radio.
Get it, man. Look, I kept it real, never fold on him. Pass me the rock and I roll on him. How that's your man when you told on him. Streets to make a nigga cold on him. Hey, streets to make a nigga cold on him. Yeah, streets to make a nigga cold on him. I kept it real, never fold on him. Pass me the rock and I roll on him. How that's your man when you told on him. Streets to make a nigga cold on him. Hey, streets to make a nigga cold on him. Hey, streets will make a nigga cold on them. I will never break the code on them. Streets will make a nigga cold on them. Promise I will never fold on them. Watch me travel around the globe on them. Different city, different show, you know it. Couple hundred, fuck around and blow it. See, I tell it like a fucking poet. If she bad, I might blow it. Hey, if it's not a Henny, Remy, do say, nigga, don't even pour it. I'm smoking on top floor. I got gas like a Porsche. It's out of shit, no force. I can't even feel the pressure. Wait, hold on. I can't even feel the pressure. Now watch me travel around the globe on them. Say that's your man till you told on them. Should I kept it real, never fold on them.
Let's get it, man.
Should I kept it real, never fold on them. I kept it real, never fold on them. Pass me the block and I roll on them. How that's your man till you told on them. Streets to make a nigga cold on them. Hey, streets to make a nigga cold on them. Yeah, streets to make a nigga cold on them. I kept it real, never fold on them. Pass me the rock and I roll on them. How that's your mess when you told on them. Streets to make a nigga cold on them. On me. Streets to make a nigga cold on them. Hey, streets to make a nigga cold on them.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. If you just tuning in, we got my special guest, Jody Hustle, on the line. That was one of his hot tracks that I'm pretty sure that's going to be going crazy, even more crazy this summer, again, already over 5,000 streams, Never Fold Again by my man Jody Hustle. All right, so let's go ahead and get on back into the interview, man, because, again, I'm loving the energy, and we almost wrapped up with it as well. And I also want to play one more track as well in a few minutes, and let's actually talk a little bit about that. It's called It's War, and how did you come up with that name, you know, for that song? Where did that come from?
So yeah, It's War. Yeah, like I said, It's War was really, like, you know, kind of based around the same aspects. Like, the thing with my music, everything is all, you know what I'm saying, just based upon real life aspects, you know. So
okay.
Yeah, it's just really dealing with the situation of, you know, like, my people, like me necessarily, I ain't really, well, yeah, I guess you could kind of say it's all, bro. You know what I'm saying? We dealing with issues, you know what I'm saying, in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just dealing with, you know what I'm saying, war with myself, like I say, just as far as depression, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
fighting, you know, anxiety, you know. And then, like I say, of course, you know, the environment that we in, you know, it is kind of war out here, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, you do got to stay strapped. So, like I say, even though I'm not into it with nobody, you know, I do keep concealed and carried. Like I said that legally. Concealed and carried.
My man, smart man, smart move. That's that hustle way.
Yeah, you already know, bro. So that's really what that means, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, just the aspect of dealing with the environment that we in and that we grow up in, you know what I'm saying? We got to realize,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? we at war, you know what I'm saying, with our surroundings and at the times that we in now, you know what I'm saying? Like, we dealing with a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? So I feel it was only right to drop that. And, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. It got like a nice little jiggy vibe to it, you know what I'm saying, and Muzz can rock to it. So, you know, we went from there.
Okay. I like that, man. I like that. And speaking, you know, in regards to how people see you and the environment that you live in on a day-to-day basis, tell me, do you feel though, you know, people only see one side of you when you show off your artistry, or, you know, do you feel like they have a good mix of who you are as a person and an artist?
I feel like people see me as kind of like, you know, both sides. Like, they don't really like just judge me off of one take, you know, because I'm pretty cool, you know. You run into me in public, you know, I'm a pretty cool individual. I don't really say too much, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, people can get that aspect of, you know what I'm saying, maybe I look like I'm mean sometimes, you know, maybe it looks like there's something wrong with me because I don't really say too much. But if you talk to me or something, you know what I'm saying, you say what's up, I'm a cool individual. Everybody who know me, all my fans, you know what I'm saying, even friends and people who don't know me, you know what I'm saying, they genuinely, you know what I'm saying, respect me, and, you know, you could tell, you know, they got like a vibe to where, you know what I'm saying, they don't really take it as, oh, he's Jody Hustle all 24/7 throughout the day, you know. So it's they maintain a nice level of respect, so, you know, and that's what everybody.
That's good. That's good. So, you know, within the business world and making sure that people understand both sides of you and making sure that you also show them who you are as a whole package so they know who you're dealing with, do you feel as though being rough around the edges just a little bit, you know, is something that's really, really needed in that business mind aspect of the hustle?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you don't want to be too rough, but yeah, definitely. And, in this music business, you know, I'm pretty sure you know how this goes. You know, 85%, you said 95% of it is like foolishness, you feel me? Like a lot of people, you know, tell you and expect you to believe it. So, you know, it's like, yeah, definitely, bro. Like, you know, you got to have that hustle. And then with me being like independent and fully going out and like fully independent with it, man, like you really got to have that full, you know, aggressiveness, you know, because you can't let nobody play with your paper, you know, and you can't let
you
nobody
already
play with
do
your,
it.
You feel me? So you know how that go. Once you let them ease by one time, you know, they're going to ease by a couple more.
Man, look, that's one thing I personally feel like all artists need to understand. And you get, again, like you just stated, 95%, you know, is foolishness. But just to understand, you know, you can't let people walk over you because, like you just said, you let them do it once, they're going to do it again. It'll be a third time. And by that time, they just take you as a joke, you know? That's why you got to, you know, respect a lot of the independent artists and a lot of the independent hustlers like Master P was and like Wiz Khalifa was and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's a war out here and it's crazy. So, look, speaking of It's War, we're going to go ahead and hop on into that track. We're going to come back. Got another question or two for you, and then we're going to wrap everything up. Is that cool with you? That sounds good?
Yeah, for sure. You already know.
My man. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce this last track as well. Go ahead and let the people know what's up.
All right, bet, man. You already know, man. Like I said, get into him, my boy here, man. And eventually, you know what I'm saying, he's doing his thing here. Like I said, we got this boy about to get hit the radio. Check it out. It's over 7,000 spins. We trying to get this to 10,000, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. By the end of this, let's get it pushing, you feel me? Matter of fact, I'm going for 20,000, so let's keep it pushing, man. It's War. Jody Hustle.
You know what it is. It's War. DJ Beat You Far Right.
Yeah. Hey. And I'm back in the lab, whipping that shit in the kitchen, giving my niggas some hope. I do this shit for the team, I do this shit for the squad, I do this shit for the fam. Taking my time with it, I know it's levels to it, so I grind with it. Moving the mind with it, it's me in the lab, but you know that I'm fine with it. You niggas is broke, I don't understand, like how was you fine with it? We dealing with real shit, it's war in the city, ain't no way to heal this. You niggas be drilling, I need me a million, I'm trying to make it to the top. I gotta get guap, you niggas gon' hate, and ain't no way it's gon' stop. It's war in my city, we dealing with bodies, I just had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets.
I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah, it's warm, my city, we dealing with bodies. I just had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah, I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Look, it's 3 in the morning and I'm with the gang, I don't even sleep. You gotta go get it, you gotta go hustle, you gotta go eat. It's 4 in the morning, I'm up in the studio whipping the beat. It's 5 in the morning, she calling my line, shorty, you're free. I waited my turn, and now it's my time, you niggas gon' see. I show you the grind, I give you the game, just pay me a fee. You niggas be lying, I heard he was telling, I can't even trust. It's a war in my city, we dealing with bodies, I got me a third. And I'm with the mob, only the real, you know the vibe. And we on the rise, I can't even lie, it ain't no disguise.
Hey,
hey, it's warm, my city, we dealing with bodies, I just had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Hey. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah, I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah, it's warm, my city, we dealing with bodies, I just had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah, I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets.
Shout out to Midnight. Shout out Jody Hustle. You know what it is, man. It's War by my main man, Jody Hustle, produced by Midnight. It's going crazy in the Midwest right now. Like I told y'all earlier, we got a whole lot of drift from the 815 because we just going crazy down here. You feel me, Slime? All right, so let's go ahead and hop right back on into it. All right, Mr. Hustle. So I got one question for you. Let me know, you know, if I'm right or wrong. Just want to make sure that my research and my people here on my research staff has everything correct, all right? So were you a part of the Wild Thought studio that was in Rockford, Illinois?
Yeah, that's correct. I was, man. I was actually the head engineer there. I be on that engineering stuff too, you feel me? So, like, a lot of my tracks, man, I be self-producing and engineering, you know what I'm saying? So, and a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? And Rockford, I been engineered, you know what I'm saying, and worked with. So, yeah.
Okay.
So definitely was partnership with Wild, and we was like, yep, we was 50-50 teammates. So, me and Shatana and Mark, shout out to them.
Okay, shout out to them as well. And I asked, you know what I mean, and I asked because throughout the whole entire interview, you know, we really pay attention to our guests because we care about our guests, your family here at Fly Life Radio. And one thing I just noticed, you're just a really humble, you know, type of guy and artist because every step of the way you shouted out somebody that had to do something with the tracks. Now, I've been doing this radio thing for over 4 years, and I can tell you I've had everybody from Tupac's blood cousin all the way down to Judah Priest from Wu-Tang. And I, you know, a lot of people don't do that, you know, so that's something that I really appreciate. And as an artist, I feel like that's something that should be highlighted as well, you know. And last question being, just let us know, you know, to you, how personal do you feel? I guess I just want to be able to ask this right. I guess just making sure that you're 100 with your team and you making sure everybody eats and everybody, you know, shines. How personal is that to you? You know, how do you go by not, you know, just only shouting them out, but making sure everybody shines and eats and, you know, everything stays, you know, leveled out?
Yeah, nah, man. Bro, that's like, that's so important. It's so important to the point to where, like, when I honestly can't help my people out, you know, it make me feel bad. My stomach turn around, you feel me? Like, I feel like I ain't got what they asked me for real, you feel me? So, like, you know, like, that's a major aspect of my career, honestly. Like, I do this for my people, you feel me? So, like, and then I want to get that shout out real quick shout out to Midnight. He did produce that beat, yeah. And Midnight, he produced hella beats for me, man. Midnight, he one of them ghosts in the city, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that beat shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that. Little Midnight, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can check him out, you know what I'm saying? He got a SoundCloud. You can check him out at Dead Boy Midnight, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, fuck with my boy, man. Fuck with Doc Chaos, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with my boy Denez, Denez-X, you know what I'm saying? Cochran, Go ahead and fuck with him on the management tip, business tip. Like, he one of my, you know what I'm saying, closest, you know what I'm saying, individuals that help me with a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying. And he do a lot of shit for the city as well, too, the city of Rockford, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, he one of them niggas I'm really trying to, he don't like to hop on planes and shit like that, though. He do the business. That's one thing.
That's done.
But he'll do the business and shit, though, man, all over the phone and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him out here and shit soon. But, yeah, like I say, man, yeah, bro, overall, my people, you know what I'm saying, they mean so much to me, bro. And to make a long story short, I really wouldn't even be nowhere without any of those people, you know what I'm saying? My boy Doc Chaos, my cousin Don Gritty, you know what I'm saying, all the way out there in Atlanta. Definitely wouldn't be nowhere without him, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, yeah, you know, it's a life or death situation with them, you know what I'm saying? When they gone, I ain't around no more, you feel me? So that's what it is, you know, all my people, you feel me?
That's what I love, man. That's what I love. That's why I love that, the fact that you got the hustle behind your name. You stand for it, stand for the humbleness. You just stand overall for what a great artist should be. And I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate you taking your time out to even, again, you know, just being able to come on the show, talk to me, let the people know what's up. Just share that good vibe, that good sensation. We do appreciate that. So before you go, I want to go ahead, let the people know where they can find you at and what you got going on and coming up.
For sure, for sure. like I said, you can find me on most social media, Jody_Hustle or Jody Hustle, you know what I'm saying? Twitter is Kobe_Hustle, RIP to Kobe. It's coincidentally, ain't it? But, yeah, for sure. Like I say, other than that, yeah, like I say, bro, everywhere else, Jody Hustle, man, you know. I want to give a shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, my whole squad, KME Dream Team of Religion, you know what I'm saying, we're on our way up, Plain Money Entertainment. Shout-out to them for sure. I want to shout-out Bang, you know what I'm saying, all the way out there in Chicago. That's one of my mentors. Again, like I say, Denez, I want to shout you and your radio station out, man. Keep on doing your thing. And, yeah, like
appreciate
I said, this year around, I was going to drop it like 420, but, you know, I just dropped a little semi-project for the streets, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can go check that out. It's called Lockdown. It's the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I dropped that shit on SoundCloud. Like I say, that's all freestyle, all 10 tracks with my homie Heda James, you know what I'm saying? We did our little thing in the studio, caught the vibe real quick, made that shit in like 3 days. But, yeah, like I say, my main project, man, we got Dedication coming up real soon, man, hitting all platforms real soon. I got a video I'm about to get ready to work on with my boy Raphael. We about to shoot it to this month. What's the song? Opportunity. We got Opportunity, the next single that's going to drop. It's going to be big. It's going to be a big video with it. It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
Man, yeah, like I say, that's all I really got going on, man. Stay tuned to that Dedication mixtape for sure.
Yeah, you know we ready. My man out here working. Stay tuned for that Dedication. I want to go ahead and close them out with It's War one more time, because that's one of my personal favorites now, most definitely in my playlist, man. So, again, thank you from the Fly Life family. If there's anything you need from us, you call us, let us know. We here for you, all right? This right here is my main man, Jody Hustle. It's War. You know what it is. DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio.
Midnight.
And I'm back in the lab, whipping that shit in the kitchen, giving my niggas some hope. I do this shit for the team, I do this shit for the squad, I do this shit for the fam. Taking my time with it, I know it's levels to it, so I grind with it. Moving the mind with it, it's me and the label, you know that I'm fine with it. You niggas is broke, I don't understand, like how are you fine with it? We dealing with real shit, it's war in the city, ain't no way to heal this. You niggas be drilling, I need me a million, I'm trying to make it to the top. I gotta get guap, you niggas gon' hate, and ain't no way it's gon' stop. It's war in my city, we dealing with body touches, had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah. It's war in my city, we dealing with bodies, but just had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Look, it's 3 in the morning and I'm with the gang, I don't even sleep. You gotta go get it, you gotta go hustle, you gotta go eat. 4 in the morning, I'm up in the studio whipping the beat. It's 5 in the morning, she calling my line. Shorty afraid. I waited my turn, and now it's my time. You niggas gon' stay. I show you the grind, I give you the game. Just pay me a fade. You niggas be lying, I heard he was telling, I can't even trust. It's a war in my city, we dealing with bodies. I got me a third. And I'm with the mob, only the real, you know the vibe. And we on the rise, I can't even lie, it ain't no disguise.
Hey,
hey. It's warm, my city, we dealing with bodies. I just had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Hey. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah. It's warm, my city, we dealing with bodies. I just had to call me a 30. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. Yeah. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets. I don't even sleep, I'm in the streets.
You know what it is, Jody Hustlers War. Again, shout out to DC and his amazing crew, his amazing staff, his amazing artists. They also did a really great hand on that. Happy Easter as well to you and the whole family and the crew. Happy Easter to the Blackout Radio staff and also to my main man, Black Tear. All right, so that was the wonderful session that we just had with a whole lot of drip from my main man, Jody Hustle, 815. You know what it is. All right, so let's go ahead. Open up the lines, promo time. Y'all know for sure, for sure. DJ Black Tear, we got any callers lined up?
415-375.
Yo, 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 what's going on, caller? How you feeling?
Yo, what's up? This is man from San Francisco calling in, supporting your show. How y'all doing out there? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you guys as well. We're doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hopefully you guys are doing great out there as well and staying safe through this crazy crisis.
Yeah, we still trying to hang in there. You know what I'm saying? We on lockdown down here, but it's all good. We still doing the music. We still supporting music. We still supporting your radio shows. We still supporting Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? OMF, and I'm also came on board to the Blackout Radio family. I do my podcast on Wednesday. You know,
awesome.
Man,
welcome to the family.
Thank you so much, and man, I'm so blessed, man. I can't complain, man. I used to have a TV show that used to come on in San Francisco, but because of this virus, they shut it down indefinitely until after this thing goes down. But I'll be up and back and running, so I'm still up in the game, hustling, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? There's still love for hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to do my mixtape that's going to be coming out a month after next, and then I'm working on my CD that's going to come out later this year, some What Happened in Hip-Hop. So I'm still trying to keep, you know, so keep the love of the art form alive. And I love Jay, the brother that was on there. That was
Jody Hustle.
That's my bad. Jody Hustle. I love my brother because, you know, the game ain't changed, man. You got to grind. You got to still have, you know, the game ain't changed. All the foundation of hip hop is still alive. You know what I'm saying? He freestyled. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's the beginning of the game. So when they talk about it's old and ancient, it's not old and ancient. We still the hip hop form still have its rules. So that's what's up. But I like to thank Blackout Radio and everything and supporting your show, man. And I'll call in and keep supporting the show. You can find me on OMF on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And I love and just thank you for keeping hip hop alive, man. And giving underground artists a chance to promote and shine, man. Because when you win, we all win. That's what's up.
You already know it. We one big family. I thank you for calling in, even supporting us here on Fly Life Radio. You know, that means a lot to us. You didn't have to take the time out to, but you did. And big ups to you. Welcome to the family. Anything you ever need, most definitely hit us in the inbox. We more than welcome to reach a helping hand out anytime.
Yeah, all right. You check out my broadcast on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blackout Radio. That's what's up. All I'm out. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
DJ Black here. Let's go ahead and let on the next caller.
646-673.
Yo, what's going on, caller? How you feeling?
Yeah, what's good? This is SX Distributor Sean Photo Cologne from New York City. I'm at work. I'm working security in a construction site, but I'm still going to call and do my thing, promote my energy drinks, support Blackout Radio. You know what I mean?
My man, that's what I'm talking about. The hustle never stops.
Yeah. We going for this big thing with this coronavirus. That's not going to stop my grind. I had 3 shows canceled, too, like my brother who just called in. But you still got to find ways to promote and market your brand. You know what I'm saying? I got some models coming up. I'm going to model my drink. I just got my new Essex ad on Shazzle's magazine. Shout out to model Sarah D. Ralph. She was on Royal Keisha's show last year. Sexy model from Canada. Check her out on social media. Sarah D. Ralph. And also shout out to Model the Month, Honda Harley Girl. She's a biker girl from Miami, Florida. Check her out on YouTube. She got different videos, Harley and Harley Girl. She's holding the Essex symbol named Model the Month. And also want to shout out to my PR, DJ K. Nikki. She also DJs in New York. Check her out on social media. So like I said, the grind don't stop. You can't find ways to let this virus stop your network. And also that young kid that was rapping, he got that diggity sound. He reminds you of old school Dr. Fetch. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah. Jody Hustle.
Yeah, Ryan's got that diggity flow like Dr. Fetch. I wonder if you know who they are. And also the Foo Schnickens. I don't know if y'all remember them, too, because I go back from that era. You know what I mean?
He said far back to the good days.
Yeah, man. I grew up listening to the old cats like Grandmaster Flash and Cool Herc and those guys. But hip-hop is universal, you know what I'm saying? I like the new cats that got things going on like him, the baby, Megan Thee Stallion. So tradition continues, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's get it. Well, look, let the people know one more time what's going on. I know you say you got the drinks going on.
Oh, yeah, I got to send you a sample too, man. If anybody want to order a case of Essex Energy Drinks, please support the business. Call 1-800-235-0651. Again, 1-800-235-0651. 12 is in the case for $29.30. Please use your debit or credit card due to the post office issues with the coronavirus. May take a week or two, so please be patient when you order your case. And please check me out on Twitter, Sean Felder, Instagram, FelderSean494. And on YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions. Please support my video with Miss D TV Promotions, a lovely DBW model from St. Louis and radio host.
Hey, before you get off, I hate to interrupt you real quick. Before you get off, spell your last name for me. I just want to make sure that the fans and I as well have that down, you know, correct.
Oh, Sean Felder. Sean, SeanFelder.
Awesome. Amazing.
You can just Google it. Yeah. And that video that's on YouTube, Miss VTV interviews Sean Felder at Sex Energy Drinks. That's over 52,800 viewers. Please watch that video on YouTube, Sean Felder. Most of you. Hey, you guys are Blackout Radio. Be safe and have a happy Easter, man.
You as well. Happy Easter. Thank you.
All right, peace. Hip hop, baby.
Peace. Hey, DJ Black Tear. I love how this vibe's going. It's been a great show, man. Let's go ahead and let on the next call.
This particular picture into evidence, Mr. Prosecutor.
Okay, we got 402-681 is alive.
Yo, what's going on, caller? How you feeling?
402-681.
All right, let me try another one.
252-529.
Yo, what's going on, caller?
252-529, you're live. All right, let me try another one. 323.
Scary cats.
323-374.
Yo, what's going on, caller?
323-374. All right, let me try another one.
I'm going to promote over 44,000 people.
443-554.
Let's go ahead and get into the hot track. We're going to get some good vibes going.
Let's probably more.
All right.
978-891.
Hey, family.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you? It's Ann Jules calling in to show some support for you guys on Blackout Radio. How's it going, my brothers? Family?
It's going wonderful. Happy Easter to you guys.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. Same to you. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful that you guys are having it. Thanks for having a show tonight on this glorious night. Wow. Yeah,
well,
blessings
to
everybody out there. Oh. Well, I've been calling in to Blackout Radio since Eddie started way back in the day, 2015, and I'm grateful to be here tonight. How's everybody doing? Shout out to all the callers and the listeners and everyone who's tuning in tonight. My name's Ann Jules. I represent for a couple of organizations, the Crip Hop Nation Worldwide. And I got a band going with my man, Jot Earthling J, called Ageless Angels. You can check us out on Ageless Angels Music. And find us on Facebook underneath Ageless Angels Music. We do positive music because, you know,
nice.
The world needs more of that, especially right now in the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're right.
But family friendly, you know. Moms and dads won't have to worry about covering their children's ears when we're street performing or something like that. We haven't been doing that lately, but just saying a lot of prayers for everybody out there and sending out all the love and the blessings to everybody.
That's wonderful. And we here at Flat Life Radio do appreciate that. Wholeheartedly, we do. And I'm pretty sure the fans also appreciate that as well. Because like you said, with the craziness going on right now, you know, they need all the positive and love that they can, you know, get right now. So.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, most definitely. That's what Ann Jules does, you know. Wait, listen, I don't want to take up too much time. You guys have a great night, and thank you so much, Black Tear. And to you, my brother, y'all have a great night and peace. Happy Easter to everyone. Be safe
thank
out
you.
There and, you know, keep shining. You know, don't let
most
them haters
will.
Steal your joy.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Jules. For stopping by. We do appreciate you and your loyalty as well to the network. And big ups and good luck on your new band as well. If you guys have any music you already know, send it on to me. You know, we can get that in rotation. It's not a problem at all right?
No doubt. Well, shout out to Rob the Noise Temple of Sugar Hill Gang. That's our next track is something that he wrote, and he's worked with Wonder Mike, you know, his cousin, and I mean, those guys are legends, and I'm so very grateful to be working with, you know, somebody so wonderful and talented such as he is. I mean, we call him Merlin. I call him Merlin because he writes some really sick tracks. But, yeah, we'll be dropping
nice.
Deja Vu for you very soon, so keep watch. I mean, it's going to be a really nice track. I'm really excited about it. So shout out to Solid Noise, Rob the Noise Temple, and the Temple Dynasty. But thank you so much, my brothers. You all have a great night. Salute, bam.
You as well. Salute. All right, Black Tear. It's been a great show so far. Let's go ahead, close it out with a few hot jams. This one right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Aquez Slime Talk with a wonderful special guest feature. We're going to let y'all go ahead and check that out. DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. We'll be right back.
What is it?
Slime Talk feature, Aquez.
I don't think I have that one.
Okay, no problem at all. Did you get the after party?
No.
All right, let's go ahead and get into Sound of Baby Whooping Wham then. So turn up music.
I'ma talk to you how I talk to you. I'ma talk to you how I talk
Mr.
to
Jermaine.
You. Hey, bitch.
Bitch, you need some meat. I'ma talk to you how I want to. I'm off our fees. I'ma talk to you how I want to. Get on your knees. Triple cup, watch. Big cookie, ayy. Lying nigga, I can see your bitch pussy. I'ma talk to her how I talk to her. I'm off drink. I'ma talk to her how I talk to her. Fuck you tight. We got SVNs, we got ARs, we got Drake. I can't pick it with no bitch unless she ignorant, huh? She don't understand my slang, she ain't with it, huh? Looking for that porn I talk about, bitch, we in it. That nigga you be with don't be a shit but his feelings, huh? Faggot, I got the work and let him have it. Never mind, I'm remixing and relaxing and I'm taxing. For them chickens make me wacky. Little baby booty big but a titty saggy. Let me load her whip with some bricks. Help me rap em. I ain't a rapper. Baby, tell me how you really feel. I can handle anything, you know I'm really real. When he grabbed you, was it like this or was he trying to kill you? Be an extra, still I need you for my brother pills. Baptized in my own tears, I've been in the field. Freaky mama, see my pain, but she just want my purse. So I'ma hit her, or with this thing and put that hoe to work. An icy chain, or dog a cane that she keep in her purse. A holding cane, with everything, know I need a hurt. She in love, or with the gang, the ape all on her shirt. She got aim, fooling nigga brains like ape with the first.
And I had to ask her, is your license perfect, sis? She like, wow, I'm like, for driving purposes.
I'm sick, she came pretty face, pussy squirt thing. Make it hard for me to focus on the workplace. Still make it easy, kill time on the slow days. I'm the reason she been trying to be a better bitch, huh? She done got the trap and I won't let her quit. I might break her heart if I share my dick, huh? I might break her heart if I break her heart, huh? Just fucked up your head, don't know where to start, huh? Draco in my truck, left that bitch in park, huh? She a yellow bitch, got her off the dark, huh? I'm a young nigga, I got hundreds old, huh? It ain't DZ, then I don't trust a soul, huh? It ain't Skilla, baby, he don't know the code, huh? I ain't with DT, then I ain't on the road, huh? She on the blow-up mattress, measuring some blow, huh? Dog bitches, put them on the floor. It's ironic how that dog will put you on your toes. I heard your mama snore G7-4s up her nose. I heard your mama wanna hit me, can't fuck up the business. If you are out, she getting popped, I put that on my niggas. I got some new shit in the Glock, you better get with it. This bitch ain't come with no dick, it got the big titties. Down payment on the drop off a quick 50. I'm serving fiends, straight drop in a hick city. Her real little brother, new name is Big Gotti. Cause every time I sick him on a nigga, he get him.
That was my, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my main man, Sada Baby Whoopin' Wham. If you're just tuning in, it's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. You missed an amazing, amazing interview with a great indie artist from the Midwest, my main man, Jody Hustle. Make sure you check out his latest tracks, Never Fold and It's War. He also got a mixtape called Dedication coming up as well. I just want to take the time, real quick time out before we close out with another hot jam. Let all the callers know we do appreciate you guys calling in. Don't be scared to get on live air. Not scary at all. I've been doing this over 4 years. It's been amazing. Over 44,000 live listeners. Like, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. It's nothing but opportunity there. So we just want to take the time out to say we do appreciate you guys and all of you wonderful, loyal fans. We, from the bottom of our hearts here at the Fly Life Radio family, we do appreciate that. Also, again, major shout out to our special guest and DC and his crew and staff. You guys are wonderful. As always, major shout out to the Blackout Radio crew. And also a major shout out to my main man, DJ Black Tear. Make sure y'all check out his show as well. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this last track. We're going to close this out. I'll holler at y'all next Sunday, all right? It's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. And this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Blazo, Calling My Spirits Remix. All right, see y'all later, man.
Fucking let them trick me out of my position. Like
I did.
Still got a ride with a glizzy.
Christ.
No Mr. T, but I pity the fool that'll pull pussy over his grizzly.
What?
I got some paper to get. Add your name to the list if you ain't a bitch. Please. tryna add flakes to my wrist.
My wrist.
Tryna ice skate on your bitch.
Your bitch.
You took that bot on the trip.
Why?
But she was cool with Uncle Nick's. A broke nigga tryna look rich.
Dang.
Now you looking like you a trick.
Free game, free game. This be the warm up, treated like a pregame. Never blend in, I stand out like a peace thing. Heard your ass rap, don't compare us, cause he lame. For real.
I'd have to laugh out some of the nine, nigga looking like a comma, ay, ay. If you do the math, better sum up. Only thing we had is the commas, ay, ay. Who getting more money? Never been curious. Make bands and don't end up like a mysterious. Make a girl treat you like she on her period. Fuck up a makeup, it ain't no concealing it.
Pick up where I left off, I got some shit to finish. Niggas acting like these bros, cause they just want attention. If it don't involve no business, then it ain't my business. Sometimes I feel just like LeBron. They hate more when you win. Straight from the beat to the rock. We don't do no after fucks. Fuck around, get your ass shot. We don't say police, we call them bots. Can't trust your role, he might be the cops. Your one and only, he might be a thot. Only two things that we see make it up. Get it off, rapper than Fleet with the rock.